Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
As determined as we may be, it's hard right now to find good news, but there is some very good news about the airline business. The federal government is bailing the airlines out of trouble, giving them the money they say they need, $50 billion in low-interest loans and grants, gifts from the government to help the airlines navigate coronavirus, $50 billion taxpayer dollars, $5 billion for United and Delta, $9 billion for American Airlines, the big businesses in America, the ones with connections in Washington. For small businesses with no connections, the news is not good. In fact, it's bad. Mom and pops in the neighborhood, the grocery stores, hardware and shoe stores, bookstores and barber shops, hair salons and restaurants. Small businesses in deep trouble. Oh, how they need help. And the government is giving them some money, too. A little money here and there. $15,000, $20,000 to fight the virus. Or if they're lucky, maybe $30,000. Now, about those airlines, the big businesses of the American economy, at last count, United recorded $41 billion in profits. Delta, $44 billion. American Airlines, $45 billion in profits. Big businesses now about to get bigger. You know, up, up, and away. Mom and pop small businesses, backbone of the American economy, about to go down, down, and under. The backbone's broken. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WTNRadio.com or download the WTN Radio app.